Happy Wednesday evening. Welcome to the Wednesday call. I call it a call as it is a conference call, and that's how it all started. It is today, January the 8th, 2020. Questions and answers with the Elohim. We have several people here. Welcome to you all. Please say your name and location.
Hello, this is Kay from the Flagstaff area.
Hello, Kay.
Hi. And Daphne.
You've been with us before, Kay, right?
Yes, I have.
Yes, I recognize
hi, you. Hi to everyone, to Wynn and Terry. Yes.
And who else joined in? Welcome. If you want to, feel free to say your name and location.
I'm Daphne. She's also my daughter. She's
oh, it's you. Hi.
Yes, I'm Daphne's mother.
Yes. I recognize your voice. Hi, Kay. How are you?
Yes. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you. Is Daphne
Thank
with you.
You? Yes, she is.
Hi, Daphne. Happy New Year, honey.
Hi. Happy New Year to you, sweetheart.
Thank you so much. And I believe we have another person joining in. Welcome. If you want to, please say them a location. But of course, only if you
Grandma White Dove in Idaho.
Hi, Grandma White Dove. Good evening.
Good evening.
All right. Good evening. So for those that want to submit a question that you have for the Elohim, you can do so per email. Let me first welcome the next caller. Good evening. Please say your name and location.
It's Barb.
Hi, Barb. Good evening.
Hi.
Welcome. So the email address to submit a question to Wynn is questions at intelligent-infinity.com. All right. Questions at intelligent-infinity.com. And Wynn goes over the questions during the show. And lots of times he's able to ask all the questions that have been submitted to ask those questions through Terry Brown to our sources, which is a conglomerate of the Elohim group and the Ra group. And after this show, we start our daily whole planet healing call. Good evening. Welcome to the conference. Please say your name and location. But of course, only if you want to. Our daily call, the whole planet healing call, is only accessible per phone. You can find the information at wholeplanethealing.com. And now I will also give you the phone number here. Good evening. Welcome to the conference call. Please say your name and location.
Hello. Hi. It's Jane in Pennsylvania.
Good evening, Jane. Welcome.
Hi, thank you.
So the Whole Planet Healing phone number is 712-770-4340. The access code is 250-513-pound. The whole thing again, 712-770-4340, access code 250-513-pound. We mingle initially at that call, so it started at 7 p.m. Pacific. We, with open mics, everybody unmuted, we talk back and forth a little bit. Good evening. Welcome to the conference call. Please say your name and location.
That's Dharmananda.
Good evening, Dharmananda. Welcome.
Hi. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. Welcome to the conference call. Please say your name and location.
Hi, this is Don in Northern Ohio, everybody.
Good evening,
Hi, Don.
Welcome.
Hi, Don.
Hi, everybody.
Terry from Dallas.
Welcome to you, Terry.
Hello.
So for the Whole Planet Healing Call, once Wynn mutes the phones, then he usually either reads an excerpt from the channeled materials or plays a recording. Whereafter we do the planetary healing, he puts issues, Mother Earth into the love light, the earthquakes, anything going on. And of course, while you are in that energy field, you can put anything what you have in mind into the love light as well.
Are we doing questions?
Tonight we have questions right here, but after this call, we have the Whole Planet Healing Call.
Oh.
Linear time process.
Yep. For this call, if you want to submit a question, you can do so per email at questions@intelligent-infinity.com. I welcome the next two callers. Thank you for being here. Please say your name and location.
Good evening. It's Wanda from Leventhal.
Welcome, Wanda.
Hi, Wanda.
Hi, Wanda. Thank you. Hi, Wanda.
Hi, Wanda.
Hello, everyone. Hello, Terry.
Hi.
Hello, Terry. Welcome.
Hi, Terry.
Hi. Hi, everybody. Hi.
And I think another person joined in. Go ahead.
Hello, everyone. Shirley from Ohio.
Welcome, Shirley.
Hello,
Shirley.
Hi, Shirley.
Hi.
Let's the cat in the door. I'll be gone for just a few seconds.
Did you say cat at the door?
I think he did. Yeah, lots of times some cats, they ring or scratch the door when they want in.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah.
My, you know, everyone, everything.
You know, the master
isn't
that.
Indoor and some outdoor, and if the indoor cat wants in and I don't know if the outdoor cat scratches for her, so I can come and let her in. And the wild one knows that the outdoor one knows that she can't come in, she just sits there. It's funny. She's a real mummy to all the cats.
A mummy? Like Egyptian?
No, a mummy isn't. She takes care of all the cats in the yard if they need to have a problem.
Love and blessings to everyone and everything.
Dharmananda.
Hey, Dharmananda.
Hi, Dharmananda.
Thank you. Hi.
Today I found out I have a wolf outside on my property.
Good evening. Welcome to the conference call. Please say your name and location.
Debbie from Costa Mesa, California.
Hello, Debbie. Good evening. Welcome.
Hi, hi. Hi, everybody.
Hi, Debbie.
Hello, Debbie.
Hello.
Hi, Debbie.
Hi. Is Barb on the call?
Yeah, I'm here.
Welcome to the call. Please say name and location.
Roger in Austin.
Hello, Roger. Welcome.
Hello, Roger.
Hi, Roger.
Hi, Roger.
Hi, everybody. Anyway, Barb, I just looked at my emails for the first time in a while, and I saw your email about Lynn McTaggart.
Mm-hmm.
So I haven't gotten around to it yet, but...
Very interesting.
Now I know it exists. Yeah, I'm interested in that. If there's any principles we could apply to our group. Groups.
Yes.
About what?
Listen.
Lynn McTaggart, Power of H, he talks about group intention a lot. He's kind of an expert on it.
Oh, yeah.
When you listen to it, remember that I put my number 8 in my pocketbook, in my wallet.
Yeah, I tried that. It's supposed to attract money. It didn't really work for me. But maybe your results may vary, as they say.
There was somebody that got a lot of money. He put a neat in his wallet.
I put it in my coin purse, and I also put it in my credit card.
Somebody in Quebec won $78 million last night.
Nice.
Same city constantly has big winners.
Huh.
Brampton, Ontario.
World's luckiest city.
Welcome to the conference call. Please head name and location.
Hey, Harrison, everybody. Jerry and Simon.
Hi, Jerry.
Hi.
Welcome.
Hello,
Jerry.
Hi, Terry.
Hi, Jerry.
Hi, Jerry.
And the next caller, welcome to you. Please say name and location.
Phyllis from Squim, Washington.
Hello, Phyllis.
Hi.
Good
evening. Hi,
Phyllis.
Hi. Hello.
Hi, Phyllis.
Hello.
Hello,
Phyllis.
Hello, dear friend.
Hi, Phyllis.
Yeah.
Hi, it's Wynn.
Hello, Wynn.
Hi,
welcome.
Wynn.
Hi, Wynn.
Hello, Wynn.
Hi. Hi there. Is Kay on the line?
Yes, Wynn. This is speaking. Hi.
Hi, Kay.
Hi, Kay.
Hi, Kay. Hi, Kay.
Happy New
Hello,
Year,
Kay.
Everybody.
Okay.
Hello.
Happy New Year.
Thank
yeah.
you.
Oh, my God. Everybody knows you, Kay. What are we going to do?
Oh, dear.
Where are you located, Kay?
I've been found out. Association with Daphne as a mom.
What city are you located in?
Flagstaff, Arizona.
Oh.
Oh.
Yeah.
Are you cold there today? Actually, 47 degrees, and the snow that we had is now melting, so that's good.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Plus, she lives indoors.
Yes, yes.
Okay, do you call your daughter Daphne or Dee Dee?
How did you know? Daphne, it's her name, and her little brother, the time she was born, Daphne was 12, so there's a lot of age difference there, and he could not pronounce Daphne, so he calls her Dee Dee. So everyone started calling her Dee Dee. To this day.
For those that joined in through BBS Radio Online, we welcome you. Thank you for being here.
Hello, everyone on BBS. Is Terry here?
I'm here.
You know, the lights on in your car.
Oh, they were on. Did you turn them off?
I don't remember.
Oh, no. Oh.
Oh, you're dead battery.
Can you look right now? Because you're there.
Is the door open?
Oh, no. But
well, don't you only lock the driver's door, Terry?
Right?
Is the light on?
Should I go out?
No. If your battery runs down, you just have to walk everywhere.
Vin, check the passenger door, because Terry usually only locks the driver door.
How did you know that?
You can't steal a car from the passenger seat.
Well, you could. Yeah.
On arms and legs, I guess.
Doesn't it automatically go off in 15 minutes?
Not if the switch is on.
Yeah, but I didn't turn it on.
It's the light on the visor.
Oh,
the dome light?
Not the dome light, the light on the visor.
I didn't know I had a light on the visor.
You didn't? Oh, I hope I didn't turn it on.
Oh. Well, you didn't drive my car, so.
Didn't know you wore makeup.
No, I don't. Not usually.
I meant when. He says he didn't know you left it on.
It's not on.
Welcome to the conference call. Please say a name and location.
Hi, it's Jennifer from Greensburg, PA.
Hello,
hi, everybody.
Jennifer. Welcome.
Hello.
Hi, Jennifer.
Hi, guys.
I second late. We're just waiting on the history of the visor light, so you know.
Oh, it's not on. I didn't know I had a visor light in the first place. Cool. Maybe it's in his car, because he has a visor light.
Yeah.
Does he know the difference between your car and his car?
Yeah. His doesn't either. I mean, his isn't on either.
We're all one, you know?
I hope not.
There's only one car in the universe.
Oh, okay.
Big ball of confusion.
Right.
Oh, goodness. That's the truth.
Well, I was just driving back from one of my favorite hangouts in Sedona.
And where might that be?
Picasso's.
That's one. Try again.
I don't know if I want to tell, because
okay, you don't have to tell.
He doesn't want us showing up there.
Not my fans following him around.
Well, whenever we find hangouts, somebody shows up and says, "There they are."
They ruin it. Yeah, they ruin it for you.
They ruin it. You know, it's one of my fears of becoming famous.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That.
Mm-hmm. It ruins a lot. It ruins a lot.
Yeah.
I think
you can't go out.
People. Yeah, people start out with good intent and get very famous, and it just screws up everything.
Then you have to wear sunglasses everywhere.
Yeah.
I
wouldn't want to live like that. I wouldn't want to live that way. That's horrible.
Well, you know, if you get too famous, then you can't hang out in places. You know?
Yeah, that's right.
I mean, can you imagine Tom Cruise going into a local coffee shop?
Or Shirley MacLaine walking the El Camino. Yeah, that would be really cool to meet someone famous like that.
Shirley MacLaine?
She had a very hard time, difficult time, all the way.
Oh, really?
Hey, can we ask Elohim who took down that plane?
Who took down that plane?
Why?
I have a problem with questions like that. Let me tell you why.
Yeah.
And they probably wouldn't answer it because they have problems.
No, they wouldn't because
like
they don't want to
mm-hmm.
start a war.
That's right.
You know what?
Right.
Not only that, if they answered questions about stuff the negative is doing.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the negative listens into our calls,
mm-hmm.
all right?
Sure
they do.
Absolutely.
And if they started answering those kind of questions,
mm-hmm.
we could become targeted. Okay?
Yeah. It would bring us all down, our vibration down, you know?
Right. Well, it doesn't
help
us
to know that.
It could be worse than that, believe me.
What I was more interested in was, you remember when we were talking about how if an explosion happens, what happens to the souls?
The souls,
die normally. I was more mm-hmm. interested in that part of it than anything else.
Yeah, it's a nuclear
blast. They talked about that. Yeah, they talked. If you go back, if you go back in the archives, I remember channeling about that. They explained to us what happened to the souls of Maldek.
Well,
yeah.
You know what? There's normal explosions.
And that can affect one adversely, too.
But they're not as bad as a nuclear explosion, okay?
No. But they're bad.
No. They're both pretty awful.
Well, you know, one thing I want to correct, something, I'm not saying it's a correction, maybe we're wrong, but, you know, Fred made a comment on Sunday that chemtrails were now positive. Do you remember that?
Yes, he did say that. Yeah.
Not all, but there was a mixture of good and bad.
Yeah, he did say that.
Well, when I asked our sources, they said it's not true. Okay,
I can't imagine.
Okay, I can't either.
And I mean, if they stopped, I think that would be positive. Mm-hmm. But I can't imagine how continuing would be positive. Mm-hmm. You know,
right?
And so, you know, the thing is, when you talk about this kind of information. Even when I ask questions, I still check out all the answers. Even when we ask questions on a Wednesday, but, you know, for anyone who's been paying attention to our calls, would you like to say your name and your city?
Yeah, hi, it's Lauren.
Hi, Lauren.
There was someone else there too.
Hey.
Now, I'll tell you something else I heard. I'll just throw this out. It's interesting. And again, I don't know if this is true. This is not from a channeled source, but there's an internet site called Forbidden Knowledge. Any of you ever go there?
Yeah.
Yep.
I have.
And it's from a woman by the name of, I think her name is Alexandria Roberts. All right? And
Alexandria Bruce.
Alexandria. What is it?
Bruce. Alexandria Bruce.
Alexandria Bruce. Bruce?
Bruce.
Got it. And and I didn't study this. In fact, it was Daphne who sent me this link, and I didn't study it to decide if I was convinced it was true. Okay? So I'm not saying it's true. But, you know, this whole thing of Trump assassinating the guy in Iran who was their general, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's a really controversial thing. It was a really outrageous thing to do. And, you know, to go into another country with a, what do they call it, a drone, right? A drone.
Well, it happened in Iraq, because the general was not supposed to leave Iran, but he moved to Iraq and had a meeting there.
Right.
And the U.S. is present in Iraq.
And you know, it's the kind of action that is not looked on favorably by the rest of the world. Okay? And it's the kind of action.
I don't know if that is so.
Some of the world.
Okay. It's the kind of action that could start a world war, right? Potentially.
I doubt it. But potentially.
Yeah, potentially. Yeah.
It seems that this afternoon that President Trump has given a impressive, how do you call it, that he, how do you call it?
Press conference.
It seems to have been pretty impressive what he has stated. I haven't seen it yet.
Now, what?
He sounded
what,
presidential.
What Alexandria
Bruce.
I forget her last name,
Bruce.
Though.
Yeah, whatever.
Bruce.
Alexandria Bruce said, and again, I didn't study it. It's worth studying to see if the valid the validation behind it. She said that this guy was head of the was affiliated with the New World Order and the Alliance, and that he was really screwing up the Middle East. And when I looked at his picture, okay, he didn't look like a typical. I mean, this is just you know, my first reaction. I looked at his picture, and he didn't look like a typical Middle Eastern guy.
No, he didn't.
Do you agree? Did you notice it?
Yeah, I did notice that, Lynn. I did.
He looked like very sharp, very smart, you know.
Welcome to the call. Please say your name and location.
Hi, Janine from Salt Lake City.
Hi, Janine.
Hi, everybody.
Hi.
Continue.
So, I mean, you know, that was a little indication that maybe she was correct. But I didn't study it. I mean, you know, I didn't have time to go to all the links and look at it, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, there is this idea out there that, you know, there's a shadow government and there's like two opposing forces in the government and maybe in the world, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And one of them is better than the other. And then those people are following things like QAnon and whatever. And QAnon, it's supposed to be like connected to the Positive Alliance and Trump, okay? And supposedly, it was the Positive Alliance, which included a lot of military people, that got Trump to run, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Convinced him to run and said they would back him up, all right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So, I'm not saying any of that with any certainty. And I'm not sure the Positive Alliance, I do believe, even our sources said there were two groups, and they both were negative, but one was less negative than the other, okay? So, the way that I interpreted that was one group, which might have been the Hillary contingency, would have just liked to start a world war right now and got, you know,
mm-hmm.
destroy
mm-hmm.
The population, you know?
Right.
And the other group was taking the long haul, but they were both connected to ETs, different groups of ETs that had different agendas about how they wanted to do it. Okay.
And, oh, you mean cut up the pie?
Pardon me?
You mean like cut up the pie?
Mm-hmm.
Cut off the pie? I don't understand that.
Cut off the pie.
Why don't I understand this?
Divide up the pie, right? Divide up the spoils.
Yeah,
David Wilcock,
you know,
putting out his idea is that you know, there's actually a positive group, the Alliance. He says they're actually beneficial for humanity. So I'm hoping he's right.
Well,
let's hope he's right. Yeah.
If who said that?
David Wilcock and others, of course.
Yeah. Well, I know that David, at various times in the past, has been compromised about what he said and where he got it from, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And
But, are you going to answer questions tonight?
I'm not going to ask. I don't want to ask those kind of questions. You understand?
Not that. I mean, in general. It's almost 9:30
already. No, he means, is there any questions tonight?
It's like, it's almost 9:30 already.
Yeah, we got some questions, okay?
Welcome to the call. Please state name and location.
Yes, hi. This is Sarah from Chicago.
Hello, Sarah. Welcome.
Hi, Sarah.
Hi, Sarah.
Hi, Sarah.
Hi, Sarah.
Hello.
Hi, Sarah.
Sarah in Seattle, right?
Chicago.
Oh, Chicago.
Oh, Chicago. Right. Okay.
Yes.
Is 5G right. Part of the plan to eliminate people?
Well, you have to read all the, who's that? Dharmananda? Dharmananda?
Yeah. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. You know what? That's like, read all the things about it and decide. You know, there's enough talking on the internet.
Your name and location. Oh, the giggle. It's fine, too.
Hi, Ellen.
Hi, giggles.
All right, I'm ready to start.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
Isaac, you have the console?
Yes, I do.
Okay. So
here we go.
Why don't you mute everybody and start the recording?
Sí, señor.
Muted. The recording has started.
And this is January 8th, 2020. We're moving into this new decade where maybe if there's symbolism, 2020 means 2020 vision, and more people maybe will understand what's going on. And I'm going to go right into our questions for tonight. And of course, this is the show where we query our sources, and people send in questions about, cosmological questions, how the universe works. They ask questions about how they can improve themselves, and they ask questions about things they're going through to get better understandings of them. And you know, our sources are a combination of two group souls that are extremely high in the matrix. And they always say, don't believe our answers, see if it resonates. But for those of us who have been regulars on this call, the track record is pretty good. And, you know, we've been scrutinizing it for years now and asking them questions. And the answers to their questions are fascinating and enlightening. But there's also another aspect to this. And they say they have a toolbox. And from where they're at, they can shift reality in this realm when the conditions are right, okay? And they have their criteria. Now, I don't even know if criteria is the right word or there needs to be certain things in place for them to work their reality shifting thing. And I can say from my observations that the way things work on that seem to work is, number one, it has to be for the highest good of all concerned. And that's not always obvious to us. Number two, it has to honor free will. And, you know, I had an interesting conversation with someone today where they were using the word evil people. And I told them, it's really not good to identify people as evil, because when you do that, you polarize with them. It's better to talk about evil actions, because once somebody is evil, there's no room for them to grow and shift. And it's better to hold the positive space for someone to grow and shift rather than polarize with them. And because once you polarize with them, you're kind of you're in bed with them, so to speak, because you have to hate them, you have to be rage against them, you have to be self-righteous, and this can be very hard, because there are people that do horrible things. Like, you could take a Hitler, and it would be very easy to polarize with Hitler and dismiss him as being evil. And then, how can I say it? I mean, even Jesus, what did he do I'm not saying everything Jesus said was right. I'm not a traditional Christian, but, you know, he gave the idea when he was on the cross, and the guy who was the crook who was next to him said, you know, you can redeem yourself at any time. And so, how do you know when someone's going to be able to redeem themselves if you're judging them? Every time you see them or cross their paths or hear about them, you have to go in your mind like evil. And it's like, it doesn't do them any harm. It does you harm, because now you're holding this energy of us against them. And so it's complicated. In any case, Derry, you're not ready, right?
No, I'm not ready. No.
Good. So we can start. I just wanted to make sure we can start. I had to know you weren't ready.
Okay.
Okay. And we do an invocation here to bring in protection. Because when we go to a high level of connection in the matrix, you also can open yourself up to negative influences. And so we want to make a protected space that keeps negative out. So here we go. And if you happen to be on the call and you're listening and you think, oh my God, he's talking about me, we're talking about maybe some of your actions. It doesn't mean you're negative. And why is it when you go to the higher levels, it's different than at the lower levels? It's different because in order to get to the higher experience of spirituality, you need to start paying attention to the law of one. And the law of one means everything comes from one source. And when you access that, the law of one, you have to have compassion. You can't help but have compassion, because you start seeing everybody as part of the one source, even when they're screwing up, even when they're doing evil actions, okay? And so we have compassion for those people that are doing those kind of actions, because it's keeping them locked into lower levels, and they don't know it. And if they knew it, they might be open to a higher vantage point, okay? And what's important is you have to take care of your life, and you have to do what it takes to survive in this realm without hurting other people. And simultaneously, when you start to understand the law of one and that you are infinite and you keep going on, you want to do the things that change you forever into the future. And what is it that makes a difference in your future incarnations? What is it that sticks after you die? It's not going to be your political beliefs. It's going to be, it's not going to be how many wealthy people you know. It's not going to be how many women you've had sex with all your life. And it doesn't mean you shouldn't know wealthy people, and it doesn't mean you shouldn't have sex, you know, if you're going to have sex with multiple people. One of the wisest things I've ever heard about that is make sure if you have a connection with somebody that you leave them better than you found them. And that way you don't get karma, because when you hurt people, since everyone is part of each other at the higher levels, when you hurt someone, you hurt the part of you that's in them, this oneness, and then it lodges into the karmic patterns, and you have to keep coming back to work that out. So here we go. Father, Mother, God, we ask for the presence of the light to surround and protect Terry, myself, and everyone on this line, and anyone on BBS, and anyone who listens to the replay. And we see ourselves in the flow of energy radiating from the center of the universe through the galaxies, through the Milky Way, through the solar system, through the outer energy fields of planet Earth, through our bodies, and into the center of the Earth. And right now, we invoke a group energy connection while maintaining the sovereign integrity of our soul. And we invite those sources that are positive, service to others, honoring the law of one, to join with us. And we create a protected space that only the positive has access to. Anything not of that nature must leave now. And do we have our sources present? And I don't hear you, Terry. Now, I'm not on the console. Hi, can you hear me?
It would help if I unmuted my phone. Okay.
Oh, no, you were unmuted. Oh, my God. Okay.
We greet you in the love light of the one infinite creator. It is like stretching our walking muscles to come in and to meet with each and every person who wishes to be touched. We come directly to you. We do not come through the telephone line or the radio. Even if it is on the replay, when we feel the vibe in here, we can come in and move in as close as one might wish. And we do this to assist wherever we may. You are like a family member that is loved, and it is good to connect. Connection is one of the best things in life. If we ever say anything that doesn't make sense to you, disregard it, as it is not for you at that time. Do you have questions?
Yes. First question, and we'll just do Don Herman's question of the week. Are people manifesting? Is people manifesting what they want a co-creative process? If so, who or what is our partner in co-creation? How do we include them in our manifestation? Thank you. Don. And let me just say one little comment here. Well, you know, it's very interesting because I do believe I understand co-creation at a deep level. And I meet people that try to understand it in an intellectual way. And I don't think you can understand it in an intellectual way. It's like you can't say, okay, let's co-create together. You can't say that. You can say, let's cooperate together. That's different. It means something different. Cooperation is where you make an agreement and say, well, you do this and I'll do that, and you do this and I'll do that. Co-creation is much more ephemeral than that. And I can say we have a co-creative energy on these calls. We're demonstrating it. And somehow you have to figure it out by experiencing it, not by understanding it mentally. And usually one of the obstacles to co-creation in somebody is a fear that they're going to lose their individuation and become a glom in a group. That's a fear. And if that happens, that is not co-creation. But it's hard to understand it until you experience co-creation. Having been a musician, I understand co-creation. I played many times with musicians who could tune into me psychically, who would play the next note. They knew what I was going to play. And if somebody is listening to musicians who are being co-creative, the energy just goes into the whole room and everyone gets excited with it. But that's all I wanted to say. Let me turn it over to our sources.
Thank you. Everything is based upon co-creation, although this may not be apparent. Manifestation requires co-creation. Otherwise, there is no creation. One can be part of things and not realize they are even part of things. You, in the waking days of your life, in your body, co-create with your body, your molecules, your DNA, your organs, your nervous system, all are co-creative in the final result of your body. Without co-creation, life cannot exist. Life is a manifestation. It is a movement. It is in movement at all times. So, could you read the crux of his question again?
Is people manifesting what they want, a co-creative process? If so, who or what is our partner in co-creation? How do we include them in our manifesting?
Thank you. Give us a moment. Well, manifesting at a very deep level, at the base of everything, requires co-creation. However, a person may not realize that they are so co-creating. When a person comes into his physical body, it has been co-created, the male and the female have started this process. The raising of the child, when the child starts, he is not able to fend for himself and needs to be taken care of. This is a co-creative process. He learns to walk. His mother and father teach him how to walk, teach him how to speak. If he is born of Chinese parents, he learns to speak Chinese. Or English parents, he learns to speak English. He is very dependent, although he may not realize that he is dependent and that it is a co-creative process. He has to learn, and he learns. He has examples around him that he can learn from. If you find ways, any action involves some other thing that is acted upon or is reacts to one. So what is requirement for manifest for co-creation? There are so many things in the action of anything that are co-creative. One may not realize any of those things are anything but his own action. However, it is co-creative. Whether he thinks it is all him or he realizes the creative action of others. So this bears looking at. It's how do others work with you in the manifestation of something you might like to bring about. Take a look and see give us a moment. There are subliminal ways that things move together. The earth, the motion of the earth, one may not realize that this is part of one's own ingestion of everything to bring about their view, their work, okay? So there are many things that are acting together to help you out. Give us a moment. There is more to be said to get to the heart of this issue.
You know, I think I'll bring it up on a Sunday and go deep into it, because I think it's a very important thing, and people hear it. And whenever you hear something, you try to use, there's a natural human tendency to want to use your willpower to make it happen. And it's kind of beyond willpower. There are things you can do to open the door to it, but not willpower. Like saying, "Oh, I want to co-create. I want to co-create. Oh, I want to know spirit. I want to feel the energy." You can't demand it. You know, it's like your body is a whole co-creation of cells and hearts and, you know, a very complex co-creation below the level of your consciousness. The solar system is a co-creation. You have all the planets and their vibratory fields interacting and affecting everything. And the key is how do you use co-creation to make your life better. So listen in on Sunday, and we might use that as a topic. And if that's okay with our sources. Is that okay?
Yes, that's good.
Okay. And I want to ask a question on behalf of Kay, okay?
Yes.
And actually, she has three questions here. And we don't have a lot of time because we started a little late because I was driving back from my hiding out place. And Kay's question, I want to get to it. And it's important for her right now. How can I recover from the grief of losing my son?
Let it go. Feel it. Experience it. Don't try to shove it under the rug or pretend it's not there. Just experience it. Experience the grief. Experience the pain. Think of your son. Think of holding him in your arms. Think of all the good minutes when he was learning to walk and talk, and when he was bringing home a friend. And think of all the good minutes. And then just feel it. Let it go. Don't try to hide it, because it doesn't go away by trying to hide it. And then experience in the now your other things with your daughter and with your daughters, and experience what you have here that also is very, very precious. And go back and forth, you know, as it comes up, as things remind you, just let it go, because trying to shove it into the subconscious, it doesn't really get rid of it or express it. It, when you let yourself feel it and express it, then you are cherishing those moments, and you are experiencing it, and you are getting you get familiar with that feeling, and then you can eventually, it will go, and you will know that you can maybe even be open to his visitations, where he comes and says, "Hello, I love you, Mom," from the other side.
Our next question is, it sounds like we're doing it. Can you connect me with my son on the other side and let him know I love him?
Yes, he does. He connects with you very often. He connects with you, and he loves you dearly. You are connected.
Mm-hmm. Does he have a message for me?
Yes, he does. His message is, "I'm okay, Mom. I'm okay, Mom."
Okay. And then, finally, I'm going through a lot of physical discomfort. Any suggestions on how to overcome this? And can you help?
We see that there, in the in the diet, there could be more antioxidants that you could take in supplementation form that would begin repair of the wear and tear and from the tension that uses nutrients. We send healing to your whole body.
Thank you. And we got two more questions here. Valerie's got a long one, and I don't think we have time.
Valerie in Livermore?
Yeah.
We could try it.
Well, you know, it's 7:57. We're supposed to be off BBS by now. We have to go to Whole Planet Healing. And I can... Jerry in Finland has a short question, and I could fit his in probably in a minute. I would love to know, did dinosaur spirits make a choice about moving to another place where they can incarnate? I'm also sending much love light to them.
Thank you. The dinosaur spirits, many of them are very, very sad. It's like a regiment of soldiers that got beached. Only they aren't soldiers, they're dinosaur bodies. And they're very tall, like 20 feet tall. And it's hard for them to find a body to occupy. And they keep waiting for a dinosaur body, and they just, this is very good for them to talk about, is they have a lot of grief. First of all, they have a lot of rage, and if you could hear them call, it's, they're very angry. And they are demanding bodies, but they don't have them. But under that anger, there is a lot of grief. A lot of grief and worrying about their little ones that can't be born, and they can't be born. And there's a lot of grief, and they're just like, when are we going to have some more dinosaur bodies here? You know, I mean, these bodies, these human bodies are little and and not strong, and they're strange. This is speaking from the dinosaur viewpoint. But thank you for your concern. It helps us, the dinosaurs, some of us, the grandfather dinosaurs, looking over the family that are no more, to say, well, it is good to talk about it. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you for answering. It's 8 o'clock. We got to get off. And goodbye to everybody on BBS. We're going to Whole Planet Healing, 712-770-4340, 712-770-4340. And the pin is 250513. And we'll see you.
Unmuted.
See you in a moment. And Valerie, keep asking that one, okay?